The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast, Dr. Taz. Superwoman Wellness.
Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to Superwoman Wellness. On every episode of this show, I am determined to work with you to uncover the secrets to being superpowered and being the superwoman you are meant to be. That's right. We're going to create a tribe of a million strong superwomen out there. So joining me today and helping me along on this mission is Dr. and Master Shaw. Dr. Shaw is a world-renowned master healer, a spiritual teacher, and an 11-time New York Times best-selling author. Master Shaw is also a pioneer in modern-day spirituality. He combines the essence of Western medicine and traditional Chinese medicine with ancient energy and spiritual secrets from China. An expert in the most advanced cellular healing science now occurring in China and in breakthrough research in the West on the effects of spirit on soul, mind, and body, Master Shaw is an inspired guide to the ultimate dimension over soul, mind, and body. Enlighten the soul first, he says, and then every aspect of life will follow. Welcome to the show, Dr. Shaw.
Thank you so much.
I am personally thrilled to have you here because I do have a background in Chinese medicine. It was a big part of my healing journey when I even entered the field of integrative medicine very accidentally. I have so much respect for, and I still to this day, I use it in practice day in and day out with patients, and we integrate it into the medical model. And to this day, I'm 10 years, a decade into my practice, I am still completely floored by how they could possibly understand the body the way they understood it and connect energy and emotion and spirituality to organ function and meridians and all this other stuff. So a huge fan and so excited to talk to you, who is such a big expert in this field. And I know that you're very passionate now about something called love meditations. Can you share with my audience just a little bit about your background and why, out of everything that you've done and written about, is this concept of love meditation so important to you?
Thank you. I'm very honored. So I grew up in China. I studied Western medicine, traditional Chinese medicine. And I'm so fascinated to hear your experience. And also, when I was at 86, I studied the Chinese Tai Chi, Chinese internal martial art, mm-hmm. at the year 12 years old. And I studied the Shaolin Kung Fu and the Shaolin Sticks. So, and I studied Kung Fu. I study Western medicine. Also, Qigong, Chinese,
yes,
Qigong.
I love Qigong. Healing.
Yes. Yeah. I was, PBS featured me as one of the, very unique master from China. So this is my background. I study Western medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, plus Chinese is the energy healing, Qigong, Kung Fu, internal Kung Fu, external Kung Fu. So, and I start my spiritual journey at just very, very young age, meditation and all kinds of spiritual practices. And I am very honored I can combine all of the wisdom I have learned in my life. Now I am teaching self-healing. Like I was in the deep meditation last year for 4 months. I did it for nothing. This year for 6 months, I did it for nothing. Just going to the deep meditation. In a deep meditation, just for 2 weeks ago, I heard a very clear, universal message. I have to come out in my deep meditation to do a love meditation in the Facebook, just by about the 10 days, we have about 70 to 80,000 people viewed my tape. And I do daily, and it's 15 minutes a day, like a Toronto time, 11:45 to 12. I show my face. I lead the people to do meditation. I tell everybody, and give yourself 15 minutes per day for your inner peace, for your inner balance. You know, just now you mentioned the traditional Chinese medicine. The most important principle in traditional Chinese medicine is yin yang balance. Five elements, wood, fire, earth, mental, water, balance. So in spiritual and practice, energy, spiritual healing is the key, is the balance. When I do this meditation, I connect with the universes. Everybody know the sun, the moon, the big, deeper solar system, Milky Way universes. Plus, you know, many people believe holy saints, the Buddhas. I open myself. I tell all the viewers and believe your own belief system. You do not need to change anything, but my service is let us join with all of that universal forces and the spiritual forces, Mother Earth nourishment, that I lead them to do the meditation for self-healing, because I believe people can do many things for themselves.
So that is amazing, and I want to break that down for my audience in just a minute, but you brought up a very good point, and some of the pushback that I will often get with meditation, that people think it is outside their spiritual beliefs, or that it is a violation of something maybe that they were taught before. But as you bring kind of to the forefront, you know, no matter what your spiritual framework is, your religious beliefs are, and, you know, there are people that listen to the show that are all over the world, no matter what is happening there, there is a universal life force. There's a universal energy that we may all give different names to, but this universal energy you're saying is represented in everything, right? You're saying it's represented in the earth, it's represented in the moon, the stars, the sun, and you're calling on this, and please correct me if I'm wrong, you're calling on this as a part of this love meditation. Is that correct?
Yes, Dr. Tass, you are totally correct. I appreciate you explain to your audience. You know, Dr. Tass and all the listeners, I would like to share three words because millions of people are searching for ancient wisdom. I read one book, a professor said 129 Nobel Prize recipient. So they have such achievement. They wrote a letter together. They said that if science do not study Chinese ancient wisdom, the science are facing very difficulties to move further. Like people know Tao Te Ching, the author of Lao Tzu, wise man, and also China, and this is Tao, and the Buddha, we are not talking about religion. We talk about the wisdom. It's a great saints, the Buddha have shared. For example, one of the Einstein, another one, they said that our scientists are walking on a mountain, you know, road, you know, circle, climb to the mountain. So these immortals or these Buddhas, these major saints are said in the top of the mountain. So they are smiling. So these words showed, you know, many scientists, they on the later day of their life, then they turn to the belief system because they cannot explain in physics anymore. They cannot explain in a scientific anymore. They may start to believe God or believe different things. I'm not talking about the religions. I am just talking, for example, now in quantum physics, quantum science, they talk about the information and the message. I work with a quantum science researcher, right from UC Berkeley, and the quantum scientist researcher. So we wrote a book called Tao Science. We explain quantum science focus on information message, quantum entanglement, and lots of wisdom. So spirituality, we talk about the soul and the spirit. So in my insight, information message is soul, is spirit. So they are the same. Scientists use their term, spiritual realm is their term. So therefore, the Tao science we created, we have been presenting in a many scientific conferences, physics conferences. They are so impressed because now many quantum science, they understand because we use the spirit message, which are the messages. For example, love. We come back for our topic. So when people sit down there, you know, thousands of people are, I said, totally relaxed. Everybody know the meditation, very simple. And from head to toe, you guide them and relax a few times. You said, you know, I have a special sound I hear from heaven. And like, I love my heart and soul. That I love all humanity. Join heart and soul together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. So when I sing a song, I said, follow me to sing together. People feel such love and peace. You know, Dr. Tass, the result is hard to believe. People 7 to 8 years of chronic coughing stop. 30 years back pain stop. And the depression, suicidal stop. You cannot believe just within 10 days, the hundreds heart attacking stories. I do not charge. I just give a free service for these 10 days. People respond are phenomenal. I just want to share with you and your audience. Because I believe love is the balance. Many people are sick in different parts of the body. You know, I study Western medicine as MD. We love Western medicine. We honor their bacteria, various trauma, and traditional Chinese medicine. We use herbs, acupuncture. You know, I was in China. I was in the International Acupuncture Training Center. I was the one teacher to train foreign physicians because I have a very unique acupuncture technique for deaf, for people stroke, cannot walk. And I have very unique background. So therefore, I now see, it does not matter my herbs, my acupuncture, my Western medicine. Now I complete use self-healing. I have written 20 books. I tell humanity.
So Master Zhang, let me stop you for just a minute because I don't want the audience to lose some of the amazing things that you're saying. Now, one of the things that you just said, which I hope everybody caught, was this constant meditation. First of all, this is a group meditation. This is not necessarily an individual meditation. And that's one of the hardest things for people, I think, is that they have trouble quieting their mind. But in a group setting, I imagine it might be easier. And then also in a group setting, connecting this universal life force or this energy or this power might even be easier. But you say to continue to repeat three words almost in a singing fashion. So it's love, peace, and harmony. And you, for somebody who's trying to do this with their own circle or trying to do this at home, you know, would they just sing these words over and over again? Would they do it with a family member? Would they do it in a quiet room? What is the best way that they could try to bring some of this into their already established meditative practice, or instead they bring it into their spiritual practices, whatever those have been established? What do you suggest there?
Yeah, thank you. You explained very well. I do the group session for 1,000 people, but I have made the music, Love, Peace, Harmony music. We have lovepeaceharmony.org. People go to freely download this music and they just meditate. I just give one example. People could be very impressed. In India, there's one company has 1 million employees, many, many, many cities. They made like a company decision. First 5 minutes, they listen to this song and create the music. And the last 5 minutes, they listen 5 minutes. for this Lapis Harmony song. And the whole company has a phenomenal, all kinds of transformation. Because just now I shared with everybody, there are three words. One is Jing, one is Qi, one is Shen. Ancient wisdom. Jing means matter, Qi means energy. Einstein's relativities, E equals MC squared. Relativities is about the relationship of energy and the matter. So the third word is Shen. Shen includes soul, heart, and mind. I'm speaking this is to tell everybody this is the ancient wisdom. Soul, spirit, we call information method in quantum science. Soul leads the heart. Heart is a receiver. When you give the message at the soul level, how much your heart receives. For example, love. When you, Dr. Tas, can I sing one time this love song? And just as one time, just 1 minute, everybody mm-hmm. can listen.
Yeah, sing it. We'd love to hear feeling. It.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Everybody, thank you, Dr. Tas, give me this opportunity. We just bring this very short time to everybody. Totally relax from your head to toe. Relax 3 times. 1 time from head to toe, skin to bone. 2nd time, totally relax. When you relax, your cells will open, can receive the frequency and the vibration better. 3rd time, relax. I have received the song I'm singing for you. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity, join heart and soul together, love, peace, and harmony, love, peace, and harmony. Thank you, Dr. Tas.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And for anyone out there who is listening, I hope you are in a place where you could receive this and feel it, because for me, even the vibration, the frequency of your voice is powerful. And again, those words, love, peace, and harmony, are the words to be thinking through, to be singing, to be connecting, to really use in your mind at all moments to connect us. And as you're saying, this life force, love, peace, harmony, repeating these words, feeling them, connecting your heart and your soul and all of these pieces together, you know, that's one thing that many of us accept and we understand. But even for you, it's really having tangible results when it comes to your health. You're seeing real things, correct? You're seeing things like colds go away, sinus infections go away, diseases get cured. Yeah. Connect that for me. What is this? What is the... We understand the power of this life force. What is it? Its connection to our health, and what does science say?
Good. Let me explain. Just now, I'm halfway. I said the soul, heart, mind, and the body. We know we have spiritual body, emotional body, mental body, and physical body. So the soul starts first. Soul is the message in quantum science. When you give the love message, heart is the receiver. If you believe, you open your heart more, you receive more frequency and vibration. We all understand and the positive vibration and frequency. Heart is receiver. Your heart open 50%, open 70%, open 10% are totally different. Then heart give message to mind. Mind means consciousness. Mind means a processor. Like in the factory, you put the material in one side through the machine, the process, other side, the product come out. So our mind is a processor. So when mind process, energy moving, mind leads the energy, chi. when qi moves, that Dr. Tass know very well, and the qi leads to the blood. In traditional Chinese medicine, qi moves, blood follows. Qi is the block, blood is the stagnant. So therefore, qi and the blood, this is the traditional Chinese medicine. Then we go up to mind. Mind is the meditation, relax and positive thinking. You connect the universe, we talk about it, with all the belief system. Whatever you believe, you connect. The mind will release the energy. Then go higher, heart. Heart houses the mind and the soul. Heart is the receiver for message. But the top level is the soul, is the message. So therefore, in my Tao science I created with quantum physics, is we give the positive message, then come to heart receiver, then come to our consciousness, then come to energy, then come to the material blood. So this is to connect with the spirituality. You got it, Dr. Tass. This is
Master Cha, I got it. I just want to make sure, but I've already studied so it's not fair. I just want to make sure everybody else understands it too, because it's such a concept that maybe not everybody can latch onto, but it's a part of why I'm so passionate about Chinese medicine, because it provides us this information. So again, I'm going to try this again, but correct me if I'm wrong. So qi is our energy. Yes. It is that universal life force. So for all of you women and men who might be listening today, your qi is your life force, so much so that in Chinese medicine, they talk about how much qi you might have been gifted with, but you have a responsibility for it. And so the way you live and conduct your life replenishes qi or wastes qi away. Qi is responsible in the Chinese medical model for moving blood. Blood is what supplies the organs, the mind, and this is where I may be wrong, the organs, the mind, and even the soul with kind of what it needs. And then that in turn provides the material, which is the chemistry that you guys all know and latch on to with lab values and, you know, numbers and technology and things like that. So that's the connection. Our life force and what we do with it connects to the movement of blood. That blood replenishes our heart, our mind, our soul. That in turn provides the material. And the material is essentially our chemistry that doctors today are checking, but not necessarily connecting it all the way through the other elements. Did I get it right?
Yes, totally right. So Dr. Tass, this is the Chinese qi moves, blood follow. Qi is the block, blood is the stagnant. This is the traditional Chinese medicine and the Western medicine. Western medicine focus on matter inside the cells, blood testing, surgery, they focus on matter. Traditional Chinese medicine and the southern healing modality to focus on qi, life force. So go higher. Meditation is the mind. Millions of people meditate in all wrong. Does not matter what's wrong. Because our consciousness, including superficial consciousness, deeper consciousness, subconsciousness, consciousness, huge consciousness. There are big wisdom here in consciousness. So our mind, what do you think? Why we talk about positive thinking? Why we talk about meditation? Because our mind and leads the qi. Qi leads the blood. So therefore, meditation is a very high. Now, so many research talk about meditation. Therefore, not Western medicine reaches the mind. Go higher. Above mind is heart. In ancient wisdom, we do not talk about the mind thinking. Mind thinking is the function of the brain. But in 5,000 years, in ancient wisdom, they talk about heart thinking. They do not talk about mind thinking. And the task called xin xiang. Xin means heart. Xiang means think. Shi cheng. Shi means think. Cheng means succeed or done. Heart think. And the things done, xin xiang shi cheng, which means we need the positive thinking. So the mind is this level, heart lead the mind. But who leads heart is soul. Soul is the light being. And people see the movie, they saw the Buddha, they see the Jesus, Mary, healing angels. This is real, but it's okay. Many people cannot see, but I want to see. So is the light beam. Dr. Taz, Jigang Sha, we all have our soul. So therefore, we need to working at the soul level, give the positive message, for example, love. Also, Dr. Taz, I will, if you allow me to sing 1 minute, my heart song, just 1 minute. It's not
English. Yeah, so before, I absolutely.
It's not the Chinese.
No, we're good. So, but before you do that, before Master Zhao, you sing, and we have just enough time for you to do that. I want to reinforce what you said, because it is so powerful and it's such a flip of our Western way of thinking. Master Zhao is saying basically the soul leads the heart and the heart leads the mind. He has said multiple times now for all of you guys, I hope you caught it, go higher, you know, go higher. Don't go to the mind. Many of us fall back on our minds, right, to make decisions on our intellect, but go even higher. Go to heart-based thinking, go to your soul, and getting down to that level and getting deeper into that level, I know is challenging, but that's where the power of vibration and frequency and group meditation and a love meditation can be so healing and so powerful, to the point it changes chemistry. It can reverse disease. It can change your numbers and your hormones. It can change your outcomes. And not only that, I'm a big believer that it's transmitted generationally. So when we do this, it passes on generation after generation after generation. So such important stuff to even teach our children so that they can continue this as they move forward. So Master Zhao, if you'll do your 1 minute meditation song for us, and then let us know what the best way is to connect with you and learn even more about this and participate in some of these group meditations. That would be amazing.
Thank you so much, Dr. Taz. You explained so well my Tao Science book. Later, I could ask my people send it to you. We exactly explain the soul, heart, mind, chi, and the blood relationship. How everybody relax. This is my heart song. It's not the Chinese, not English. It's from my heart and the soul. If you come out, I make my own song. It's called.
This is so special, guys. I hope wherever you are, if you're driving in your car and listening to the show, or you are sitting at home, or you're on a run, take a moment to do this with us. We're about to listen to this very special heart song from Master Zha. Go ahead, Master Zha.
Thank you. Totally relaxed. I receive. You. Ya. You. Ya. Ya ya yo yi, yo ya ya yo yi, yo ya yo yi.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. I am so honored. Thank you so much. I wish I could meet you in person at some point, but that's amazing. So all of you superwomen out there, get to know Master Zha and the power of a love meditation and how it can change not only your health, but the health of those around you and every person you touch. Master Zha, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it, and I hope we will connect again in the future. I leave you with the utmost respect and awe. And for everybody else, thank you for listening to this episode of Superwoman Wellness, which is now also on Spotify. If you have questions about today's show, feel free to connect with me on Instagram or Facebook at Dr. Taz MD. And if you enjoyed the show, please rate and review it and share with your friends. Thanks, guys.